This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got a bunch of callers and Paul Watson coming up, so I appreciate people holding, but I had Dr. Pachinik on to break down what's happening in Iran. From my own research on it, he was giving you some really good, accurate, pragmatic information just about where things stand. And then, of course, the corrupt Pope being basically a globalist operative and using pedophilia to control people, to take control of the Vatican. You just heard Pachinik talk about that. And he worked in the CIA, obviously, there, dealing with all of that. These are just monstrous individuals we're dealing with that have hijacked almost every area of the world. But you see it all getting exposed. So it's an amazing time to be alive right now. But I got to talk to Paul in the next segment. I cannot believe that the biggest newspaper in London published basically a sex manual and has images of little girls having orgasms. I mean, I can't. It's worse than that. I can't even say it on air with an adult radio show. And it just shows it's all next level. And maybe we shouldn't even show all of it. It's just incredible. And it's got images of little kids having sex and things. And that's all any of this is. This is so sick. This is so evil. So let's go to your phone calls here. This has been holding the longest here. Angel in Alaska. We got San Mexico. We got so many people. Let's go to Angie in Alaska. Angie in Alaska. I said saw Angel. Go ahead, Angie. You're on the air. Going north to Alaska.
Fantastic. I think it's awesome. And I also want to talk about immigration, how we're having immigrants from the Middle East come over to America, and they are getting our young girls and marrying them within like 3 months, promising them all sorts of wonderful things, and then taking them back to the Middle East where we all know that they won't be safe. I'm wondering if we could possibly back Trump some more on immigration and protecting our young women.
Well, yeah, no, in the Middle East, women are like animals. In North Africa, they're sold as animals, but no one ever points out it's Islam doing it. And you're absolutely right that that's going on a mass scale. I mean, I got articles right here where Turkey is legalizing sex with 9-year-old girls.
It makes me sick. It absolutely makes me sick.
But you're not being liberal. I mean, the Metro newspaper says you should give your small children sex toys and has images of little girls. I can't even say it on air.
Up here in Alaska, about 3 days ago, I got a call from a young girl who said that her friend had met, and I'm sure she met him online, somebody from the Middle East, who married her within 3 months. He never stayed at her house. They never did anything. All of a sudden, now he wants to take her down to Texas with his brother and his father. And we tried everything to keep her up here in Alaska so that she would be safe. I know she's not going to be safe.
Well, no, that's a lot of these women end up in slave harems. They get them out of Europe, you name it, usually teenage girls. Then they fly them out, and they're never seen again. And then they make them have sex with like 50 people a day and stuff. And then once they get diseases and stuff or pregnant, they just take them out and blow their heads off. But that's liberal. So, I mean, why are you against liberalism? Why are you against empowering women? Linda Sorcerer cares about you.
I'm against the Middle Eastern men. Coming and taking.
Well, I mean, it is well known that that's what they do. I mean, that's Kosovo's main business is grabbing little Serb girls and selling them off. But that's liberal. I mean, they're Christian girls. They deserve to be shipped in, you know, in gang rape for 10 years and have their heads blown off.
Well, they can keep their liberalism right where they have it because I don't want it coming to the United States. I want to protect our young
people. We got to take care of your women now. Like the Mahdi of Jerusalem said, we go to Europe, they are weak. We will take their women. We're going to take our women. And they will come here. They will live in chains with hoods on head. We will chop their genitals off so they get no pleasure. The pleasure is for us.
men, not for the subhuman women who have no genes. Remember, that's what the Young Turks said. Women are subhuman. Women don't have good genes. Young Turk, he keeps you. Keeps you good, man. We liberal. We funded by Gulf State. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. We just had a lady calling from Alaska talking about young teenage girls getting roped in online by Islamicists and, you know, being basically disappeared. And I wasn't being sarcastic about it to be mean about it. I was doing it to illustrate how horrific the trafficking of women out of the U.S. and Europe is to the Middle East. You see shows about it, but they never point out the men tricking young girls to do this are almost exclusively Islamicists. I'm going to talk about the slave trade in Libya now and how women are being sold on slave auctions and men. CNN won't say it's Islamic. Imagine if Christians were doing something like this. You'd never hear the end of it. So Paul Watson's going to host this hour and a little bit into the war room, 15 minutes or so, with Owen Schroyer, because I promised to go to your calls, Carlos, Marcos, Brian, Scott, J.K., Sam. But when I go to you, bam, 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 1 minute apiece, because Paul Watson is obviously a very popular talk show host and InfoWars.com editor over in the U.K. doing a great job for us with his brother Steve Watson, with his background in international relations and politics. So they're doing a great job, and I want to be able to hear from Paul Watson and go eat my lunch and then have a business meeting that I got a bunch of people lined up to do. So I'm going to be out of here very, very quickly so Paul can take over. But, Paul, I got to say it, next level, my friend, to see the biggest paper in London come out with a pedophilia sex with children manual, complete with kids playing with themselves and little girls having orgasms. I mean, I don't want to be gross here. I mean, including body fluids. I mean, this is just the most insane stuff. I've never even seen stuff like this myself as an adult. This is the first time I've seen images, though it's cartoons, but very realistic of young girls and young boys. I felt assaulted when I went to the article and suddenly started scrolling through it. They have taken the article down, but we're told there's a mirror of it. Paul, what on earth do you make of this? The story's up on InfoWars.com. The Daily Caller has also reported on it.
Well, I mean, this is the Metro. It's complete degenerate filth. It's like the UK version of BuzzFeed. And it's all about pushing this agenda, which is to dehumanize children by sexualizing them. You know, you've got transgenderism being taught not just in the UK, but in America. They get up and teach now as young as two-year-old kids in the UK who can barely even speak. They're teaching them about transgenderism. They read the books out. In one case, there's a case in California where they started reading a book to this classroom of, you know, toddlers, basically. And they went home absolutely petrified that they would turn into a boy if they were a girl and vice versa. So they're terrifying these toddlers, these young children, who don't even understand sexuality full stop. So why would you introduce that? Why would you introduce sex toys? They had a Vice Media video, Alex, back a few months ago on YouTube, They literally had, like, the six-year-old little girls showing them dildos and how to use dildos. Meanwhile...
And by the way, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's a total rollout everywhere. Here in Austin, they had drag queens with little kids giving them dollars as men spread their legs in front of little kids. And people go, oh, why are you against drag queens? I'm not against drag queens if they're doing it on their own. Don't do it with kids, whoever you are. This is literally mainlining pedophilia.
Yeah, meantime, they, you know, actual pedophiles are exploiting YouTube for years. Nobody even notices. You've got Salon.com, Vice Media, all these other publications giving a platform to an admitted child molester, Todd Nickerson, who said that if a child initiated sex play with him, he would go for it. He would go along with it. It's not as if he was like, oh, I would never do anything. He admitted he would go for it.
So obviously they're rolling it out. Turkey's announcing legalization of 9-year-old girls. The New York Times says pedophilia is okay. Clearly, they're coming out with their agenda this year.
But the real threat, Alex, is Thomas the Tank Engine. Remember, just before Christmas, CNN put out an article saying that Paw Patrol, this kid's cartoon, and Thomas the Tank Engine... were, quote, fascist cartoons because they reinforced stereotypical gender roles. Like the gender roles that 99.9% of people still live by that work are successful in helping people build happy, healthy lives. No, we can't have that. A children's cartoon that's been around for decades is fascist. Oh, but they can play with dildos. That's progressive. Absolutely back to front world, Alex. It needs to be called out over and over again. And that's the challenge that we have, because they're just going to keep intensifying this. We always need to stay on the offensive, not get bored of it, continue to slam it for the degenerate crap that it is.
Incredible, Paul. Absolutely amazing. And meanwhile, this all dovetails together. A new article from Kit Daniels on Infowars.com. Germany to censor media, an upcoming Nazi-style purge. They hired the former Stasi to carry it out. No criticism of Islam, no criticism of sexualizing children. It's just amazing, and that then ties in to Pope Francis saying opponents of mass migration sow violence, racial discrimination, xenophobia. Well, that's what radical Islam does. A German political leader under police investigation over tweets about Muslim rape gangs. California prosecutes a man for criticizing Muslims on Facebook. They've also passed a law that if you don't say somebody's proper pronoun, you can be arrested. And meanwhile, the National Health Service, a nurse is in trouble because a man with tattoos and stubble came in and said, you do a pap smear on my cervix. He was a man with male genitals. She said, you are a man. And she, for not being completely mentally ill, is now the bad person. This is a total takeover by the Tavistock Institute that admits their plan since the 60s to literally end the family as we know it, creating mass mental illness. Total psych warfare, Paul.
That's exactly what it is. It's about upturning everything that's worked for civilization, for humanity, you know, in recent history, so they can build it from the start again. We've got London Met Police now being told they can't investigate actual crimes like theft, but they can go after hate crimes. Alex, we've got like 3,000 people in the UK arrested every single year for mean tweets. The police numbers are collapsing. They're having to beg retired police officers to come back to work. The funding's through the floor. Oh, but if you write a mean comment on Facebook about Islam, they'll bang on your door. They've actually had, like, apartments ransacked with people who
have raids
on Facebook.
And then meanwhile, it's all confirmed. Thousands of young girls as young as 5 in towns groomed and raped by Muslims, but then the police won't investigate because it's politically incorrect.
Yeah, and they had one of the police chiefs of the Met Police come out and say, oh, large numbers of men have been grooming and raping girls for decades. This is nothing new. Yes, it is new. It's new in every single town in which it happened, because it only happened after we imported this rape culture, where you now see in Turkey they're saying, oh, this is the religious state institution, as you mentioned earlier. Sex with 9-year-old girls, 9-year-old girls getting pregnant is now sanctioned, basically, under this fatwa, under this Islamic interpretation of, basically, Sharia law in Turkey. That's what we're importing. So, obviously, the establishment in the West can't tackle this head-on. They don't arrest anyone for female genital mutilation in the UK, so they just bathe us in it, and we have to accept it. We can't
basically, those of us that are tolerant are having
Islamophobic, and that's literally the worst thing on the planet to be, Alex. So we can't deal with little girls having their genitals cut off.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Carlos in Canada, real quick, thanks for holding. You're on the air. I want to talk about Trump's tax plan.
Thank you very much, Alex. Happy New Year. I just want to reassure your listeners that with regards to the cuts in taxes and China's reaction to it. Number one, I had the opportunity to, in 1981, to meet Professor Arthur Laffer, and he explained at the time that when you increase taxes, for a while, you get revenue, of course, because people pay the taxes. But when you get to a point, which you call point D, people no longer want to pay taxes. And then you increase the taxes further. What happens is that you have tax evasion, and people and companies and so on organize not to pay taxes. So theoretically, what President Trump has done and was done by President at the time of Arthur Laffer, he basically guarantees that more revenue will come in because of the reduction in taxes. Now, that is a theoretical formulation, but it works.
Well, absolutely. It stimulates the economy. People have more of their money. They hire more. They have optimism. You're absolutely right. Sorry to have you hold that long to tell us that, but it's key information. You're absolutely right, Carlos. Paul Joseph Watson, straight ahead, Infowars.com. Free shipping's about to have to end store-wide, and your purchases are vital to fund our operation. We've got a lot of great products. Please check them out today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Hello, this is Paul Powell of The Alex Jones Show on this second day of January 2018. Has anybody gotten used to saying that yet? Well, we know what happened in Cologne on New Year's Eve 2015 going into 2016. Obviously, we've talked about it many times. It was the mass molestation of women by almost exclusively North African migrants. Well, it happened again, not to the same scale, thankfully, but again in numerous cities in Germany on New Year's Eve 2017 going into 2018. This is out of RT. Several arrested in Berlin, Cologne over suspected sexual assault during New Year's Eve celebrations. Police have arrested several people in Berlin and Cologne over suspected sexual assault against women during New Year's Eve celebrations, police and media say. Most of the suspects were young men from, you guessed it, Syria and Afghanistan, those bastions of respect for women's rights. At least seven people were arrested for sexual assault in the German capital, Berlin, police said. As cited by a Die Welt newspaper, the incidents took place during a New Year's Eve festival at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate area, which drew hundreds of thousands of spectators. And, of course, as we told you on Thursday and Friday, they had a safe zone in Berlin where women could be assured to be protected from sexual assault. Well, imagine my shock, the safe zone didn't work, because you can't have a safe zone staffed by, what, a couple of dozen people stop hundreds of men who are bathed in a rape culture and have brought that rape culture with them to Europe. But, you know, we need to just act like the feminists in Cologne when it happened the first time. The very next day they visited the migrant center, not to protest for women's right to be, to feel safe on the street without being molested or raped. No, they protested in favor of the migrants and handed out roses to them. Just as the same feminists today who wore pussy hats and marched against Trump during the women's march have absolutely zip, nada, zilch to say about the brave women in Iran who are discarding their veils, just like the original feminist Muslim groups did in the Middle East 100 years ago, absolutely nothing to say about it. Nobody's donned a pussy hat to support them, because, of course, we've embraced the hijab as a tolerant symbol of feminism, despite the fact that it's an actual symbol of hatred against women in the Islamic world. It's part of the modesty culture that oppresses women, part of the same culture that legitimizes a rape culture, such as we saw in Tahrir Square, Egypt, with the rape of several reporters there, which was caught on film, absolutely harrowing footage. They have a name for it, it's called Taharush Gamir, the rape game, and they've imported it into Europe, and no feminist has a damn word to say about it. So it happened yet again in these different German cities on New Year's Eve. Meanwhile, what's Germany more concerned about? What's caused more controversy in Germany than women being molested on the streets of major cities? Yet again, what's caused more controversy? Well, a German politician said a mean thing on Facebook and Twitter, and that's what we need to be worrying about, isn't it? German political leader under police investigation over tweets about Muslim rape gangs. A member of the far-right German political party, AfD, which is the third biggest party in Germany, is being investigated over an incendiary New Year's Eve tweet that cast Muslims as violent and rapacious. Beatrix von Storch, member of the German parliament and deputy leader of Germany's far-right AfD party, accused the Cologne police of pandering to barbaric, this is her words, not mine, just, you know, prevent my door getting bashed down by the thought police. Quote, barbaric, gang-raping Muslim hordes of men after the department sent out a celebratory tweet in Arabic to ring in the new year. not the words I would have used, but again, the point is they're more concerned about this. There's more controversy over this than the actual sexual assault and molestation of women. Van Storch's Twitter account was suspended for 12 hours Monday, saying a message violated their rules. But you can, you know, call for white genocide, kill all men, and 37 things white people are going to ruin in 2018. You'll be celebrated. You won't be banned. The police are now investigating whether von Storch's tweet constitutes incitement to hatred, a criminal charge under Germany's hate speech laws, which were recently amended to impose fines on social media companies that do not remove, quote, obviously illegal content. Which brings us on to this article, Germany starts enforcing hate speech law, BBC News. Germany is set to start enforcing a law that demands social media sites move quickly to remove hate speech, fake news, and illegal material. Because when Facebook tried to remove fake news with this flagging software that flagged up if they thought a story was fake news, it actually made a ton more people click on the link to the story. So that was a complete failure. We've exposed how fake news benefited Hillary Clinton. A Stanford University study found that fake news had no impact on the election, and if it did, the top fake news stories were all in favor of Hillary Clinton. But they floated that entire narrative, didn't they, for months after the election as another excuse for why they got their butts handed to them. So now Germany's enforcing this hate speech law where they're going to threaten. This is law as of today. This is law. Facebook, Twitter and the rest face fines of up to 50 million euros if they don't remove, quote, obviously illegal posts within 24 hours. Imagine the volume of posts for an entire country over the course of 24 hours. And Facebook or Twitter has to remove them within 24 hours. Of course, it's completely unenforceable. This is a complete scam. It's going to be selectively enforced. But again, it's going to be for mild criticism of immigration policies. We've had cases where people have had their Facebook accounts completely wiped and suspended for saying that they disagree with their country's migrant policy. Just in those milquetoast words, Facebook account gone. So this is the situation in Germany. I can't tell you how many times I get tweets. I get emails from Twitter where it says, this it could be illegal in France and Germany. You know, it's like a video of a refugee boat and it's all men, no women or children. Just a video, not even a comment on it. This could be illegal in France. Or, pointing out the truth could be illegal in France or Germany because they're now police states. This has been removed. They remove it in certain countries. They remove YouTube videos in certain countries. Now we're going to get onto that. But now 50 million euro fine for criticizing the religion of peace in Germany. Meanwhile, Jordan Peterson's response to racism accusations censored on YouTube. You can't defend yourself against the relentless accusation that you're racist on YouTube, otherwise you will be suspended. Jordan Peterson, the free speech advocate and University of Toronto psychology professor, who enraged social justice warriors for his refusal to use made-up gender pronouns, has been censored on YouTube in apparent compliance with European Union laws against hate speech. So they basically deleted his entire video. You can't watch it in all these different major European countries. In the video, Peterson denies being a white supremacist and a member of the alt-right. Anyone who's listened to him for 10 minutes knows that anyway, unless they're complete idiots. He's a professor. He's a civic nationalist, if anything. The accusations were made by progressives, again, this mass army of outrage mobs that just flag content. And because YouTube, their flagging system is so fundamentally broken and has been for years, it just immediately takes the video down. So basically this video, he defended himself against being called a rapist on a major podcast, HDHD podcast, which has millions of listeners. No, the video is gone, and we're going to explain why that is so hypocritical, why it's such a double standard in terms of YouTube on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Top Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Are you like me now?
So we were talking about before the break, Jordan Peterson, the professor in Canada. He did an interview with H3H3 Podcast, which is a huge channel. Obviously going to have millions of views of listeners cumulatively over the course of, you know, when people listen to this podcast. So he goes on there, he defends himself against the charge. I'll read out what they asked him. Quote, people associate you with pandering to white supremacists or worse. I've even seen the suggestion that you're a white supremacist yourself. How do you feel about that? That's why he was asked by the host. He responded, quote, I have 260 videos on YouTube, which must total at least 600 hours. By now, people have been over them essentially with a fine-tooth comb. Virtually everything I've said to my students in the last 25 years is on video. And so if there's anything in there that is remotely associated with that, it would come out, said Peterson. So he went on to explain how he teaches his students the horrors of the Holocaust, the horrors of what happened in the Soviet Union. Basically just defends himself against a ludicrous charge that he's a white supremacist. And for that, the video was censored in a bunch of different European countries, including the United Kingdom. Now, isn't it interesting how YouTube enacts its censorship policies, how YouTube enforces its own rules on hate speech, on graphic content? Because, of course, over the past 24 hours, we've had this huge scandal with Logan Paul, who is basically an ADHD imbecile, who just basically idiocracy on steroids. He uploads a video where he walks into a forest in Japan, discovers a dead body, starts laughing about it. This is a victim of suicide, hang from a tree, starts laughing about it, zooms in on the dead body, uploads it to YouTube, it gets 6 million views within about an hour. Lo and behold, it gets on YouTube's trending page. Now, YouTube's trending page is curated. They decide who gets on there. They decided this video of him laughing at a dead suicide victim hung from a tree, that's what gets on trending. That's family friendly. That's advertiser friendly. In fact, it was Logan Paul himself who removed the YouTube video. It wasn't YouTube who removed it. They left it up. And in fact, somebody's got a screenshot shot. It was reported, mass reported by users of YouTube. They manually reviewed the video, seeing they had a dead body in it, zooming in on the dead body, laughing about this suicide victim. They YouTube manually reviewed the video and didn't take it down. Again, it was Logan Paul who was forced to take the video down after apologizing, after this huge wave of outrage, which again, some people have misconstrued and said, oh, those precious snowflakes offended again. Well, no, this is a completely different context. He wasn't censored. He wasn't causing outrage because of his political views. He was causing outrage because he laughed at a dead body. That's why people were upset about it, and you can see why they were. But YouTube did not take it down, despite it being a direct violation of their own policies, which state you can't post violent or gory content that's posted in a shocking, sensational, or disrespectful manner, which obviously fit all those different categories. So they decided to leave it up after manually reviewing the video. Meanwhile, Jordan Peterson, his video gets censored in like 24 different European countries because he's defending himself against the charge that he's a white supremacist. This is the double standard with YouTube, which we saw after the Las Vegas massacre. Remember when Casey Neistat, who's another big YouTuber, tried to raise money for the victims of the Las Vegas massacre? YouTube removed ads from his video, so he couldn't make any money off it, to give to the victims as a charitable donation, because they said, you can't make money out of tragedies. Unless you're Jimmy Kimmel, who ranted about gun control, exploiting this very same massacre. Did they remove ads from his video? No, they were on the whole time. Not only did they not remove ads, they put him up on number one on the trending page, which again is curated, decided by them, it's not organic. So this is the point we've made over and over again. There is a VIP tier of YouTube users who can say anything, who can do anything, who can violate YouTube's policies wantonly, on a whim, and face absolutely no consequences whatsoever. But if I have an opinion about Islam or whatever, you've seen it. My video gets shot down. It gets put behind a Berlin Wall, basically. You have to appeal simply to get it back online for people to watch it. So incredible double standards with YouTube. You know, you had PewDiePie making some edgy jokes. He gets internationally vilified. This guy can zoom in and laugh about a dead body. YouTube doesn't even remove the video. Remember the rapper? We covered, in fact, I made a video about it. You had a rapper who came out and did a rap video in which he featured a white child being hung by himself and this other black child. Again, not even age restricted. Meanwhile, I make a video about modern art saying modern art is crap, age-restricted, completely kills its ability to go super viral. And now you see racial justice rap video depicts white child being hanged. So you can depict the hanging of children. You can actually show a suicide victim who's hanged himself and zoom in on the body and laugh about it if you're Logan Paul. Or you can rant about gun control and exploit a massacre like Jimmy Kimmel if you're the host of a big TV chat show. It's one rule for them and another rule for everybody else. There is this VIP tier on YouTube, which they won't admit to, which is so obviously in existence, and they're trying to hide it. Meanwhile, the algorithm, it came out as well a couple of months ago, that YouTube's own algorithm deliberately demotes any content that's not far left. So, obviously, people are being punished for their political views and opinions on YouTube. There's another tier for VIP elite content creators who can do anything they want, get away with it with no consequences whatsoever. So again, everyone else is punished for their thought crime of having the wrong politics, but Logan Paul can film a dead body and laugh about it, and YouTube will put it on their trending page, and 6 million people see it within an hour, and it only disappears when he decides to take it down after the mass outrage campaign. Which again, some people on the right have mischaracterized. They weren't outraged about anything political. It was the fact that he was laughing about a dead body. Absolutely incredible double standard by YouTube. Jordan Peterson's video removed simply because he defended himself against accusations that he was a white supremacist. Incredible. Then we have this on the subject of social media censorship. California prosecutes man for criticizing Muslims on Facebook. California Attorney General Javier Becerra is attempting to prosecute 41-year-old Mark Fagan for criticizing Muslims on the Islamic Center of Southern California's Facebook page in September 2016. What did he say? He said this, quote, "The terror hike sounds like fun." That was in response to the center's sunset hike announcement. So these are dumb comments, but really, should it be prosecuted legally for this, given that you're supposed to have a First Amendment? "The more Muslims we allow into America, the more terror we will see." That was another one of his comments. Most people would agree with that, given the statistics on terrorism in Western countries. Another comment, he said, "Practicing Islam can slow or even reverse the process of human evolution." Again, you know, you could call it a dumb comment, but the First Amendment also covers hate speech, as the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again. But now he's being prosecuted in California simply for responding to posts on Facebook. So again, all these people who make this argument, oh, Facebook's a private company, YouTube's a private company, Twitter's a private company, they can do what they want. No, you have an intersection of social media giants with the state, with government, with police forces, where they're now actively acting on these comments, which could be anything from, oh, I disagree with my government's migrant policy, to something that is actually, whatever you want to call it, xenophobic or hateful. But they're working in league with the state, as we saw in Germany with the Stasi, to prosecute people, to hunt them down, to knock on their door. And that's when the argument goes beyond, oh, it's just a private company. No, this is real people's lives being impacted because they said something on Facebook, because they had an opinion about a certain religion, a belief system, or a migration policy. This is genuinely terrifying, and it's only getting worse. We'll be back on the other side of the break to talk about it. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before I get back into the news, I want to tell you about the New Year's extended specials available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're extending some of the best specials of the year to help you start the new year right. Again, we've got free shipping on all these products, so you can put your best foot forward and spend less to achieve your resolution for a healthier life. And also support this network, of course, as we ring in the new year along with you. So we've still got huge, huge discounts. Myco ZX back in stock, 25% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. We've got Brain Force Plus, 50% off with free shipping. The Alpha Power, the new product, amazing discount, 50% off. Again, all free shipping with these products. Cellforce, 50% off. The Real Red Pill. Go down the list. All the Super Blue products, including the fluoride-free toothpaste, 50% off. So you can stock up on that right now with this special offer. We've got the Secret 12, all the ProPure products, Again, massive discounts on those. Carnivore and Floral Live, 33% off and much more. That is the New Year special with free shipping today at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, Alpha Power is included in that discount. It's the newest supplement in the InfoWars Lifeline. 50% off introductory offer. It's the brand new Vitality formula developed to help boost your performance and energy levels. I'm getting requests for this from my friends. I'm going to have to get my hands on some of it to give it out to them because they really want it. You can see the 4-5-star reviews on review section there again. We don't curate the reviews like YouTube curates its trending page. They all come in and we put them up and you can see how it's benefited people so far. Early adopters of the Alpha Power product, and it is available right now, 50% off. Includes a ton of vitamins and essential minerals, including niacin, zinc, organic macaroot concentrate, honey goat, weed leaf and stem. Again, it works synergistically with Super Male Vitality to help you become a true alpha male, take charge of your energy to defy age. So again, in combination with some of the other products, it really works a treat. It is Alpha Power, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Getting back into the news, this is out of Breitbart. Sadiq's London knife crime, gun crime, theft, burglary, rape, homicide all massively up since he came to power in May 2016. Sadiq Khan has overseen basically a deterioration of the capital of England. That's not even including the terrorist attacks. Now the cacophony caused by the "we're not racist" backslapping has ended. The true implications of Khan mayoralty are being realised. In Britain's capital over the past year, Khan presided over rises in knife crime, gun crime, theft, burglary, rape, homicide and more. And not just by a little bit either. This article goes through all the stats. From the years 2015 to 2016 and 2016 to 2017, homicides in London rose by 27.1%. Just on New Year's Eve alone, we had four different people, in fact, five people stabbed, four dead on one night in four different areas of London alone. There's no outrage over this. There's no protest. Nobody's going to say anything about it. But again, if you leave a mean Islamophobic comment on Facebook, they will come crashing down. Youth homicide jumped 70%. Serious youth violence was up 19%. Robbery was up 33%. Well, home burglaries rose by 18.7%. That's all since Sadiq Khan, Mr. Part and Parcel, came to power. Then you tie that in with this. Again, another headline out of Breitbart. London's Met Police won't investigate minor crime, only hate crime. London's Metropolitan Police Force will not bother to investigate crimes if officers are required to watch CCTV, which is surveillance footage, for more than 20 minutes or if there is no footage available. The UK's largest force will also drop investigations into thousands of lower-level offences and ignore certain crimes such as vandalism, vehicle crime and fuel theft if damages do not exceed £50. But if you question the sanctity of the religion of peace on Twitter or Facebook, they've got plenty of resources to deal with that, don't worry. We've got 20,000 potential jihadists roaming the streets of the UK. The government admits they can't keep track of them. They don't have the resources to keep track of them, but they've got the resources to come after you if you say something mean about the religion of peace, and don't worry, they will. Meanwhile, you've got, again, massive cuts in police funding. They're having to beg police officers to come out of retirement because there's not enough of them to deal with all this soaring actual crime. But they're arresting 3,000 people a year because they make mean comments on Facebook. Violent crime has been rising dramatically in London and across the UK. According to MPs, parts of the capital are now no-go zones. Those don't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. The media told us 3 years ago no-go zones don't exist. Even though police officers, ambulance workers, firemen are being attacked in these no-go zones in many European cities. But between May and July this year, there were 3,755 knife-related crimes and a 27% increase in firearms offences across Britain. And as Alex was talking about earlier, that's not even mentioning the rape gangs. They came out and said, oh, this has been happening for decades. Not really a big deal, is it? Not really a big deal, like 14 years worth of rape gang activity in Rotherham, you know, what was it, 1,400 girls abused. They covered it up because it was politically incorrect to name the actual culprits. But if you commit a hate crime, they're coming after you, and hard. Meanwhile, rising crime across the city, absolutely incredible. And it's all since Sadiq Khan came to power. And when he came to power, the first thing he did was say he's basically going to stop and search, which is allows the police to profile and to stop potential criminals on the street. Now that's basically gone. We've seen a massive rise in violent crime. But, you know, if you leave a comment saying maybe we shouldn't bring in so many migrants, maybe those migrants that literally look 30 years of age or 40 years of age and have stubble and beards aren't children, if you commit that sort of crime, then don't worry, they'll be knocking at your door. Absolutely insane. Meanwhile, Snopes debunked on claim New York Times didn't collude with Hillary Clinton. Snopes, the left-wing website that supposedly debunks fake news while being a mouthpiece for the far left, obviously, has itself been debunked after new WikiLeaks emails revealed that the New York Times colluded with Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. So back in October 2016, Snopes attempted to debunk our assertion that the New York Times had colluded with Clinton's campaign by warning them in advance about potentially negative stories that were about to be published. Now, you may remember this story. This came out of the Podesta emails. This email was circulated amongst the Clinton campaign inner staff. And it revealed how, quote, the New York Times, Jonathan Martin and Maggie Haberman, reached out this morning. This is the Clinton campaign speaking here. Reached out this morning to tell us that they are aware of a meeting HRC had with Senator Warren at her house back in December. They plan to write imminently, so wanted everyone to be aware that this could pop soon. So they had the New York Times primary reporters writing to the Clinton campaign, warning them of a negative story that was about to come out in a matter of days. They didn't ask for a comment on that story. They warned them it was about to come out. They weren't asking for a comment. Nowhere in that email does it say that they asked for a comment. So what did Snopes do? A day later, they came out and said, this has been debunked. This is just standard journalistic practice on behalf of the New York Times. They weren't giving the Clinton campaign a heads up. They were just asking for comment on a story they were writing. Except they weren't asking for a comment because, you know, they didn't ask for a comment. The email's right there. You can read it for yourself. Oh, but we were debunked. We were fake news for reading an email and explaining to people what it meant. We're fake news. No, they were asking for comment. It was standard journalistic practice, even though they weren't asking for comment. So now we've been vindicated yet again by the revelation that a New York Times reporter used to email Hillary Clinton's State Department days in advance to warn them of stories that were about to be published. And you can look at this email. It's in the article. They literally go through every day of the week, these New York Times national security reporters, and inform Hillary Clinton's State Department about what topic is going to be written about every day, Monday to Sunday, informing them of news items that are going to come out in advance, exactly as they did the Clinton campaign back in October 2016. So again, it proves collusion between the State Department and the New York Times, which of course was then run by Hillary Clinton. It's not standard journalistic practice. They're obviously working with government institutions, with campaigns, with whom they're friendly with. So again, this goes to the heart of the truth about Snopes, and boy, I need to make that video at some point. This is not an independent, non-partisan fact-checker. It's an organ of the Democratic Party, of the far left, posing as independent when every time they're revealed to be an apologist for and to cover up for that same Democratic Party establishment, and particularly Hillary Clinton. So it's Snopes that has been exposed and debunked yet again. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We will be back after the break. Don't go away.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fuel your body with carbs.